That's why at Longvine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVUA News Time is 8:27. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVUA Sutherland studio line, Roxanne Van Gundy, Lyon County Emergency Communications Director here as we celebrate National Public Safety Telecommunicator Week.
Roxanne, good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you? I'm great.
We're doing good. We're doing good. How are things going in dispatch today?
Good so far. It's been pretty busy over the weekend, so hopefully we can keep the chaos to a dull roar.
Speaking of that, you know, we're talking about National Public Safety Telecommunicator Week, but obviously the first thing that comes to mind here for us on the news side is the amount of grass fires that you've had to handle here since Thursday when conditions finally started, improving on that front.
Yeah.
Maybe you can give us a sense of kind of what your workload is, especially in like a March and an April during the peak grass fire season and how that overlaps everything else that you're doing.
Well, it's pretty massive, Chuck. I mean, we have two people right now that were handling all of the grass fires that came in through the weekend and through the heavy time. And that's a lot for two people to take on. You have sometimes all of our volunteer districts out and about doing different fires, plus, you know, if we have something going on in the city, plus all of our law enforcement channels and agencies, they don't stop working just because there's fires. So they take on a tremendous load when there's grass fire season.
And with that in mind here, you know, obviously, I would say this. I don't think the emergency dispatch gets, as much recognition as dispatchers do. But this is a job and it's a labor of love. You've been involved with this for a long period of time here. What does it mean for you to lead the Emergency Communications Center here in Lyon County?
It means everything, Chuck. I mean, it's something I'm really proud of. To lead my home center, the center that I started in, that's not something that you hear happening in the dispatch world. So that's something I'm really proud of and something that I take really seriously. And, you know, I remember a time when, you know, people didn't think about us at all. Like, we were not even a blip in people's radar. So it's really awesome to see how the tide has turned and more people, especially in Lyon County, we have such supportive citizens. They really talk about us and think about us and really, during this time especially, support us through Telecommunicator Week.
Roxanne, how many employees do you have in dispatch right now?
We have 14 right now.
And are you looking for more?
I'm always looking for more, Ron.
I'm
always looking for more.
And because in talking to you in the past, Roxanne, you've said, you know, training is quite extensive, and obviously it has to be because there is a lot to learn, a lot to do, and a lot on the line for what you do. So if you could, again, tell us about, you know, the training regiments and what you have to go through.
Well, a dispatcher really has to know a little bit about everything, and then they also have to know a lot about some specific things. So it takes a really long time to kind of gain that knowledge base. First, when a dispatcher comes in, they go through about a two-week classroom training. And then they spend anywhere from 6 to 9, 10 months on the floor with a trainer. And they do hands-on job duties. And they start with, you know, minimal stuff like typing radio traffic. And then they add on non-emergency calls. Then they start getting on the radio. Then they start taking 911 calls. And then that really kind of puts it all together for them. So we don't throw everything at them at once, but we definitely kind of get them in the fire and make sure they start to get used to that kind of working environment. But training kind of really depends on the person. You know, some people get it in 6 months and they're good, and some people it takes a year or longer. So we like to kind of go with the person. If people are progressing and they're trying and they're getting better, then we'll keep going and keep trying to make it work.
And it sounds like this is one of those things you can't really throw somebody in and say, hey, you know, one or two aspects of the dispatcher job, you're good. You have to get it all before you. Exactly. Although that may well have been the way it was in decades past, but certainly it's not the case now.
You know, I would really say, Chuck, for me, coming into this center long, long, long ago, that was really never what it was.
It never was? Okay, good.
We were very lucky to have people, even in the way, way back when I started, that really wanted to make sure that the telecommunicators who took your 911 calls were the best possible ones they could be. So Lyon County's been really lucky because we've had people who really, really care about what happens here and the people who answer your call.
Along those lines here, Roxanne, maybe you can talk about, you know, there's obviously the basic level of calls with, you know, the conversations and the coordination that goes from emergency dispatch to law enforcement and to fire and EMS. But you've been on with us here for the last several years talking about some different programs and some other developments to kind of augment things and also make it easier for the public to get in for critical information to you to dispatch so that they can make that as part of the calls for the responders. Maybe you can highlight some of those.
Well, we have definitely grown in our technology. We do emergency fire and emergency medical protocols. So when a caller calls in with a medical issue, we run them through specific questioning in order to obtain a code, and that code does go to the fire department so they know what kind of equipment and what kind of personnel is needed for that call. We also do the same thing for fire, so they can kind of have a general idea of what is going on there. Those are separate programs that will allow not only the person taking the call, but the partner of that person to see what's happening in that call. We've grown in 911 technology, so when you call, you can also text and text us whatever the problem is. You can also do video to 911, which I think is great because we're becoming more video-minded. You know, people want to show you what they're seeing versus telling you what they're seeing. So the technology and some of the programs that we have now versus when I started are vastly different. And I think it does make us more efficient and allows us to do a lot more with less.
Yeah, Lyon County Emergency Communications Director Roxanne Van Gundy with us as we salute all of our dispatchers during National Public Safety Telecommunicator Week, which is this week. Back to the training just a second, if I could, Roxanne. And it's quite an extensive and intensive training process and for a long period of time. What percentage of those who step in make it through? Because I could certainly see once people get in, maybe they find out they're really not fit for this position.
It does take a certain person, for sure, and we tell people that from the start. If you don't feel like this is for you, that is okay. I would say if we hire four people, we'd be lucky to get one that goes all the way through the process, and that's pretty common across the board. So it's a big washout rate because it is a lot, and you're asking a lot of somebody, for sure.
Sure. And so if we were to peek in the dispatch center right now, what would we be seeing as far as personnel and activity, Roxanne?
Well, we have a supervisor and a dispatcher on duty currently, so just two people today. And then we have somebody who's working on our paperwork, so she puts in our protection from abuse orders, our warrants, things like that, so the dispatchers don't have to focus on paperwork. They can focus on their actual radio and telephone duties.
And Ron had mentioned here about, you know, kind of the rate of people getting from the start to the finish of the process. It seems like, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but it seems like there's been a bigger emphasis on the mental health of dispatchers once they are, you know, really once they sign on all the way through their careers here to make sure that, you know, you guys are handling some really high-end, really sobering situations. The fatality wreck from Wednesday comes to mind immediately. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can talk about, you know, the work that is getting baked into the process here for mental health and making sure that, you know, dispatchers have that particular need met.
I think that mental health is really central to everything we do, and it's taken us a really long time as a profession to get there. But I think here, especially, we just talk about it a lot. You know, with that call that happened the other day, we just talked about it. You know, tell me what you're feeling and what I can do to help you. What can I do to support you? We're learning a lot about mental health just in general here. We did a great training about art therapy recently, about how we can work on our self-care when we're not on duty. So just giving them some tools to be able to take on those stressful situations is really important. They have access to peer support. They have access to a EAP program through the county, which is really great. So, you know, we just kind of try to normalize it. We were taking on some heavy stuff, and, you know, I try to let them know that that's okay to have feelings and to care about people and to be sad. That's okay because we deal with some sad things. So I think the more we talk about it and the more that we just show support, that's a huge leap from where we were when I first started.
Well, we really appreciate the work that you have done and really your staff top to bottom here, regardless of whether you're dealing with high impact, high consequence situations, or whether it's, you know, the good calls that you're able to have, like walking people through baby delivery and things along those lines.
Yeah.
We're really glad that you're there here to handle us at our different points in need.
Yeah, thanks for all you do. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks, guys, so much. It's the best job I ever had, so I'm so glad to be a part of it.
We're lucky to have you.
Roxanne, thank you.
Thanks, Roxy.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Lyon County Emergency Communications Director Roxanne Van Gundy during National Public Safety Telecommunicator Week, and they do, that's a high-stress position. Right there it is.
Yeah, it is. My brother's an emergency dispatcher up in Omaha, and we talk periodically about some of the calls that they deal with and, you know, kind of talk shop a little bit. So, you know, wherever you're at, dispatchers, we really appreciate the work that you do, and, you know, we wish you all the best as you handle our most stressful points in need and get us where we need to go and get us there safely.
And tomorrow morning during this time, we'll be tech talking. With
yes.
Foothills Technical College President Dr. Karen Daugherty.
Looking forward to what we have on the slate here. Haven't heard yet what we've got coming, but there's always something good from Karen. And I know we're going to be highlighting here a little bit later here this week and next, also the Night of Inspiration Gala, which is up on the 21st. But there's a lot happening. You've got the EMP Shield Project, which the college is involved with Burlington. You've got the child care development, possibility, you know, early stages of conversations about a new ag program. Plus everything else that's already well-established at the college. So we'll be getting a full update coming up here at 8:20 tomorrow morning.
And also tomorrow morning, we'll be chatting with Lyon County Emergency Management Director Jared Fell, talking about the current burn season, which is, on fire right now, isn't it? Huh?
Oh, boy.
It really is.
I used airnow.gov over the weekend to see just how many grass fires were going. And Friday was pretty thick. I saw about 30. And then Saturday morning when we were both in, I saw about 50. And then I zoomed in a little bit further. And some of those initial points when you were looking at an area level line in surrounding counties, some of those had another 5 to 10 fires that were zoomed in a little bit further than that. So speaking of the dispatch load, they were looking at, you know, probably in the neighborhood of about 200 to 300 grass fires just Saturday in Lyon County alone. So we'll be talking about grass fires. We'll be talking about the season. Burn policy reminders specifically on those free burn permits online will all be part of our discussion tomorrow morning.
And our Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by Long Pine Auto Plaza. Driven by LongPineAuto.com. Good morning, it's 8:40.
Myofascial release involves a gentle manual technique to free the fascial system to relieve pain, improve function, and restore well-being throughout the entire body. It is through the skin